Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on rainmaking bankers. And welcome to track 7, the rainmaking protocol. So, we've come this far. And really, we've been building up to this step throughout the program, haven't we? Because this masterclass is about making it rain. And the rainmaking protocol is about what do you do when you walk into that meeting. Now, some people might call it the sales meeting, but us bankers know this isn't a sales meeting, is it? The context for this meeting could be anything. You might be meeting a client for coffee. You might be taking a team over to sit down to a client service meeting. This might just be one of many meetings that you have with a client in the context of a transaction. And the reason I set it up this way is because this is how you're optimizing the way you make it rain. In every step of this process so far, we've been systematic, haven't we? Right up front, we said that selling is preparation. And that's what we've been doing, haven't we? Walking through the system for rainmaking, those three pillars, preparation, execution, and skills. We've been building this up every step of the way. Same too with the macro process. Sourcing, process, close. Then in track 3, we went into the principles of rainmaking. Going deep on, well, what actually leads people to buy? And how do you navigate their buying decision with them? Then in track 4, in lead generating, we said, well, maybe in some context, if you're selling like coffee paper, it's about walking into the meeting and making the sale. But in banking, it's much more about figuring out where opportunity is going to come from, chasing those storms that are already in the market, game theory on what may happen. And then, of course, the coverage model is, well, how specifically do you get highly effective in the way that you cover companies? In track 5, we talked about the 4-step protocol. That's all preparation as well, isn't it? Long-term preparation, really digging into your character to state clear intent. Short-term preparation, like a pro athlete on game day. How are you stepping into this meeting game ready? And part of that as well was what we hit in the last track. Going deeper into this notion of the character, into the models, and coming out of it as getting it rainmaking. For building yourself into the person that can drive deep comparative advantage with clients. And see, here in the rainmaking protocol, really this is where we bring it all together. You've done all this preparation. Every step of the way you've been systematic. And the rainmaking protocol is approaching the meeting exactly the same way. Rather than just showing up to a meeting, whatever the context is, how do you get highly focused on your intent, and then get very specific as to how you're driving this meeting from your intent through to your next steps. And as we'll cover when we get to the topic of next steps, it really is a question of, well, what are you here to do? If we call this a selling protocol, people might say, well, you're here to drive it through to close. You're here to get them to sign on the dotted line. But as we know in banking, there can be a lot of next steps that you're identifying. And the key to this protocol is how whatever your next steps, whatever the context of this meeting, is that you have a clear systematic approach to drive from where you begin your intent through to where you want to end. So in many ways, this is what we've been building to throughout this program. How specifically you drive towards your next step in the meeting. And just like we've been highly systematic all the way through, that's exactly how we're doing it here. Because as you know, knowledge is what? That's right. It's impotent, isn't it? And what we need more than knowledge is powerful, systematic ways of putting it to work. And that's what we're doing here. You've done so much of your best work in getting prepared for this meeting. And so we're approaching it exactly the same way, with a map, with a process, with a protocol that you can use in driving your meeting from beginning to end, from the minute you set your intent to your making it rain. As we're diving into the rainmaking protocol, let's talk about two massive problems that many bankers face here. This first problem is the core of the junior and senior banker problem that we talked about in track one. It's that many bankers spend months or weeks preparing for a meeting. They destroy a forest of trees and analyst and associate lives along the way. They do everything it takes to get a meeting scheduled. Sometimes jump on a plane, take a trip, take a whole team with them. And they show up and do what? Mostly unprepared. So few meetings I can remember in banking did we actually sit as a team and actually talk about what's our strategy for this meeting. See, the strategy for the meeting was we had this big book. What were we going to do, flick through it? Yeah, basically. Right, we said this right up front, didn't we? That by the time you are sitting in a meeting, you've perhaps done 100x the amount of time in preparation. Yet how many get the most out of that preparation? Think about what we hit in track five, the four-step protocol. How many bankers even step into the meeting game ready? Do they know what it means to be game ready? They put all this time into preparation, but how have they prepared for their best game? And now here in the rainmaking protocol, what is their method for driving the meeting? Do they have one? Are they stepping in with clear intent? How specifically do they plan to drive the meeting to that intent? Think about the metaphors we've been using of football teams. They do all that training, all that work, all that preparation, and then just run out on the field and just run around, having zero plays, hoping to maybe catch a ball or throw it. Or do they have plays that they've laid out and drilled over and over again because they know exactly what their intent is and how they're driving there? And once again, this isn't our fault. No one ever teaches us, do they? Even in those fancy business schools where people mortgage their future, are they taught specifically how to walk into a meeting and win? It's kind of assumed, isn't it, that you know how to do it? But how many football coaches assume that? It's very explicitly laid out. The team can run out there and play it out. And this is why it's the source of the junior and senior banker problem. There's just far too much failure in banking because people aren't playing a winning game.